Stakeholders have agreed that there needs to be combined efforts to fight teenage pregnancies in Zombo District, as the vice is widespread, beating regional and national prevalence.
Samuel Ochaki, the community development officer for Zombo District, has raised serious concern over the rising cases of teenage pregnancies, despite ongoing sensitization campaigns targeting young girls on the associated risks and the complications. He noted that the most affected group is girls between the ages of 10 and 18, highlighting a worrying trend in early pregnancies within the district. He suggests that sensitization alone may not be sufficient to address the underlying drivers, such as poverty, limited parental guidance, and cultural effects.
Our teenage pregnancy as Zombo is the highest in West Nile, with 26 point something percent, previously from 27.7, and it means we are doing badly. And this I'm talking about the age brackets of around 10 to 18 years. The last financial year alone, we had over 3,000 teenage mothers. 3,000 teenage mothers producing over 3,000 children. You know the implication.
Meanwhile, Monica Duleba, the country program director at AFAD, an organization actively working in the district to curb the vice, has called for a more coordinated and inclusive approach.
It requires holistic response to that need by all of us. Let's keep the young girls in schools. Let's support them, and let's create that enabling environment that makes them replace some of us. We are retiring out, so then who replaces us?
Health facility reports indicate that Zombo District currently records pregnancy rate higher than both the regional and the national averages. I am Martin Anguyo, reporting for Radio Pulse News.